This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Friday, and today our guest is Jenna Wortham, technology reporter at the New York Times. Jenna, are you ready to play Silicon Tally, the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Ready to go.
All right. 30 years.
The amount of time a person could spend looking through Netflix for something to watch.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
You know my evenings well. It's actually, today is the 30th anniversary of Tetris. You ever play Tetris?
Yeah, I mean, I used to play it on my Game Boy, and there was something very satisfying about when you had a match and the kind of streak of light that would go across the bottom.
The best.
I mean, it was a proto Candy Crush, if you think about it. There's just something so satisfying about making those matches.
Well played. All right, you got something for me?
Okay. 2.8 million.
Dollars?
Followers.
Oh, followers.
Followers.
I got nothing.
Okay, so I'm obsessed with Oprah on Instagram, and she has 2.8 million followers. And I think we all kind of love watching Oprah, you know, talk about her chai and talk about the things she's harvested or cooked for Stedman. And it's just full of charming typos, and it makes me love her even more.
I like the idea of, like, Oprah harvesting.
Yeah, and it's never clear if it's her garden or did she go to a farmer's market. And it's just basically her looking euphoric, holding tomatoes. And, you know, the classic picture is, like, her holding a tomato. The caption says, "Don't you just love it when a tomato is real?" It's like, what does that mean?
All right. I got another one for you. You ready?
I'm ready.
Three dimensions.
Is this in regards to the Amazon smartphone?
Holler! As you know, the Amazon smartphone that could be released later this month supposedly has a 3D capable display, which I guess means that you could almost feel like Oprah's tomato was real.
Yeah.
All right, you got something for me?
5.5 inches.
5.5 inches is how long we think the Amazon phone might be?
That's close.
I don't know.
No, that's close. That's close.
Okay.
So 5.5 inches is what the rumor mill has agreed upon the next iPhone, you know, screen size will be.
Who puts the ruler up to the iPhone?
Right.
Do you care? Are you like, oh, this 5.5 inch screen is so much better?
I don't care, but I am kind of like, I don't know. I mean, you know, I do so much on my phone now, and I mean, imagine, you know, watching a GIF on that screen or the next Beyonce YouTube video. Like, I want to see it. I want that screen. Give me the screen size. So if everybody had one,
it'd be cool.
It'd be cooler.
Jenna Wortham is a technology reporter for The New York Times. Jenna, thanks for playing along.
Thank you for having me.
Don't forget there's a special version of Silicon Tally for listeners to play. Check that out and much more at marketplacetech.org.